Let's check in with the twins. It's Twinning with Sissany.
It is April 9th, 2021. Hello, it's Sissany and producer Erica.
Hi.
Hello. Happy Friday.
It is Friday.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I just realized it's April. Like, there's a lot happening.
It's a very exciting Friday. Welcome to another episode of Twinning with Sissany, by the way, brought to you by American Career College. When being your best matters. But it is Dodgers home opener today. And
that's why you're all decked out.
And that's why I got my World Series Champions 2020 hat on. Because, gosh, that was a great win for them.
And what time is the game?
The game is at 1.
Are you going to watch
1:10.
It?
1:10. Yeah. It's on TV, right? Is it not?
No, I imagine. So I just didn't know if, like, didn't you say the kids have a dentist appointment or something?
They have a dentist appointment at 11 a.m. So I will be home by noon, noonish.
All right,
yeah,
good.
I definitely want to watch it. I hope they televise the pre-ceremony stuff that they're doing because they're going to be giving the Dodgers their rings.
Oh.
So they're encouraging all fans to get there early, yada, yada, yada. But I think it's going to be so cool to kind of like witness that. I mean, they haven't won the championship since like the 80s or
something like that.
Something like that. So anyways, sorry if you're not a Dodger fan.
I'm not really. So
born and raised over here. It has been a really fun week because we took a little road trip down to Carlsbad, which is in San Diego. My sister lives there and we spent Easter there, Easter weekend.
So nice.
With the kids, and it was just so nice to dress them up super cute and take pictures, and they really got it this year. They really understood like the Easter egg hunt. I think last year they really still didn't get it.
They were like, why are we pulling colored eggs off the ground?
I know. Yeah. But you know what's so interesting with Aza is that she, and I think I talked about this last year, when we put the footprints down of like the Easter bunny, and granted, these are like stickers, so maybe I need to get more creative next year and actually do like the baby powder footprints.
Sure.
Because she was like not even interested in the basket. She was just more concerned of like how the bunny got in the house. Like, so like
okay,
he
so
opened
if you make
the
it
slider.
More realistic,
did she not?
She's gonna be even more freaked out.
But I don't even think she was freaked out. I think she was just more curious, like the logistics of it. She was like, so did you leave the slider unlocked? Like, did he just come in that way? Like, she really just like, she looks around and she just, I mean, like, and Maxon's already like halfway into his basket, like tearing it apart, shredding it apart. Like, she's not even interested in like what's in her basket.
Is she like that with Santa, or has she not quite gotten Santa yet?
I think she's kind of like that with Santa too, but I think with Santa, Christmas is way more over the top.
Yeah.
So it's way more built up too, because you just,
right.
The house has been decorated for weeks. And so I think that she doesn't really like sit there and contemplate it too much. But even this last Christmas, I think she was a little kind of like, wait, he ate the cookies? Like, wait, and that, but then the presents were there. And so then that was just kind of like game over.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but.
Interesting.
It is interesting. And then on the other note, and I imagine that if someone's listening to this, they're not, it's not a kid.
Probably
so
not.
If you are listening in the car and you have your kids in the car, then maybe turn it off for a minute. But my niece. So we were there with my sister's house. So my nieces are 13 and 11.
Right.
And the 11-year-old, basically everything kind of came to light this year for her about Santa and the Easter bunny.
Oh no. And like the tooth fairy and all that.
All that. Yeah. She says she claimed she's actually the tooth fairy, I think, happened a long time ago because she caught Adam, her dad, in her room. Trying to take the tooth.
I caught my dad once and I was like, well, that's that. Yeah. He came to say goodnight again. And then suddenly there's money under my pillow. And I was like, okay.
Oh, he did it like at nighttime? No.
Yeah, it was not great, but that's okay.
I told you the time my niece Ariana lost her tooth with me at the Taylor Swift concert.
No.
So I took her to her first concert. It was Taylor Swift. We had backstage passes. She got to meet Taylor. I mean, it was like the dream.
I remember being jealous.
Yes, you were working with me, right?
Yep. Yeah.
You're like, you're taking your 7-year-old niece.
Anyways. I am a 22-year-old woman. Anyway, and I she lost it. A tooth. That
so
night?
Her, I mean, she was like losing teeth. It was like she was 7 or 8, and so I just let her go ham. And Taylor had the backstage area. I mean, it was like a carnival back there. So you had like unlimited soda and candy and like all this stuff. And so I was just letting her eat whatever she wanted, basically. And I think on like her second or maybe third Coca-Cola, we're sitting there watching this. The show, and she's like, Tia, my tooth fell out. And she's holding it like in her hand all bloody. And I'm like,
oh no.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, no more soda for you. Like, all the sugar, I think, just like bursted out of her mouth.
Ew.
Anyways, so I'm with her that night because she spent the night at my house. And so I told my sister, and she was like, well, just make sure you put money under the pillow tonight. And I was like, yeah, I got it. And then the next morning she was just like, so did you handle it? I was like, yeah, it was a great job. Everything she's didn't even see me. Like, she got her money. He's like, how much you gave her? I was like, $20. She's like, $20.
Like, so that's how she must have known, right? Like, okay, it's very Tia Sisney's is.
My sister was like, that's way too much money. And I was like, what's LA prices, you know? She's in a different city, so she doesn't know.
And that's what they told her. Did she ask anything about it?
No, but that's what my sister told her. She's like, I think the Tooth Fairy just gives the kids in LA more money. I don't know. She said something weird.
That is hilarious. But well, yeah. At least you've dealt with a lost tooth before, because teeth freak me out.
Oh, really?
Teeth falling out of kids' heads is weird.
I don't know. I've never had an issue with it. My mom saved all our teeth. And I used to like look at them when I was a kid. It really didn't gross me out. I don't know why she saved them. I might save theirs.
You're going to save theirs?
Is that weird?
I do whatever you want. I'm not a parent, so I'm sure there's some sentimental thing to it.
You know what? I'm going to ask a dentist today. I'm going to ask him what he thinks is weird and not weird to do with their teeth once they start falling out.
I just like my nephew will get wiggly teeth and he'll be like, hey, and like breathe and it'll wiggle. And it's a no for me.
It was anytime I had like a wiggly tooth, I'd be like, dad, pull it out. And like, I would want it out instantly. I could not have it wiggly in my mouth. I have pictures of me like laying on the kitchen table and him just like pulling my teeth out.
Here's the weird thing about teeth falling out. And I don't know how we got here, but we're here. It's just like, then there's just a hole in your mouth.
And it's supposed like, weirdly, to happen.
Slowly grows back in.
And then they all grow in so weird and awkward. And then you go through that weird awkward stage where like your head's too small for your adult teeth.
Right. Or like some of your teeth are big and some are teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they call them? Your milk teeth? Your milk teeth? That's what they're called when you're
a baby child? Teeth?
Or baby teeth? Why do I think they're milk teeth?
Your milk teeth.
That's a thing. I'm not crazy. Look at
you're
up.
Probably not crazy. You're the one who's a mom here. I'm sure you know.
Speaking of milk, here's a hack for all your moms. So let's say you have a 2-year-old and they pop their front tooth out playing or something. It's like that's too early technically for your baby tooth to fall out. Like, you know, probably should happen when you're 6 or 7. Yeah. I was told that if that happens, you could put it in a cup of milk and take it to the dentist and they could reattach the baby tooth back in so that your kid can still have a functioning tooth for the next few years.
I'm really sorry at the face I just made the entire time you told that story. I just...
Erica, if you can't handle this conversation, like
don't there's have
so,
kids.
Yeah, there's so much more disgusting things that happen to children.
What kind of milk do you have to put it in? Do you have to put it in breast milk or do you have to put it in just like any milk you have lying around?
Yeah, 2%. Whatever you got in the fridge. But yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
And maybe I heard that story completely wrong because you know how I retain information sometimes incorrectly.
I think I've heard that though before.
Yeah, but maybe I told you that before, so it's still not accurate.
Maybe
look it up. That's another thing for you to look up.
Sure.
Milk teeth, saving teeth and milk, all that good stuff. But yeah, no, they're going to the dentist at 11 today, and they're really. I think they're excited, but Aze is now starting to kind of feel nervous, and she was just like, "What?" And they're confused because they think it's their pediatrician doctor. And I'm like, no, it's not Dr. Blank. It's Dr. Other Blank. And she's like, oh, yeah, but they only see the dentist once a year. So her memory's kind of like fogged.
Right.
A little bit.
She's like, I know. Think I remember that guy.
And I was just like, it's going to be so great. You just open your mouth. He's going to check your teeth, blah, blah, blah. And she's just like, no.
I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, so we'll see. I just got them electric toothbrushes for Easter. Well, the Easter Bunny brought them in their basket.
Yeah, get it right. I know. That's a big step. I don't even have an electric toothbrush.
Well, they see Michael and I using ours, and so they're like, what's that? What? And so there's kid ones. And I guess I'll ask the dentist today, too, if that's okay. They might be too young.
That's true.
Aza almost doesn't even turn it on at this point. And it's only been a week. I get it. Like, the vibration is, like, too intense sometimes. Like, I don't use my electric toothbrush every day.
Right.
It's like, I don't know, something about it just, like, is too much intensity for me.
Have you ever thought about getting them those singing toothbrushes?
What the hell is that?
I used to have a Justin Bieber singing toothbrush.
Oh. I didn't even know they still made those.
Well, maybe they don't, but that was a weird, like, phase that we all
I didn't have those. Did I have that?
I was in, like, high school, so you probably didn't have one in college.
Gosh, I hope not.
Yeah, that would be strange. I think I was, like, a freshman, sophomore in high school, and someone gave me a Justin Bieber singing toothbrush.
You know, I was thinking about you today.
Oh,
because
why?
The Taylor Swift album is out.
Don't
her
even
old
talk
one.
To me. Right.
So
re-released.
2008 one re-released. And they were showing clips of it on the news this morning of Love Story, I believe. Is that the one where she's in her room singing in like a slumber party? No.
You Belong With Me.
You Belong With Me.
Not a slumber party, but that's okay.
You know what is she doing in the music video?
The Junior Jewels. She's dancing around. She's holding up the signs to the boy in the house next door.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's like a slumber party by herself.
Sure. Anyways, we'll go with that.
I'm looking at this and I'm like, she's just such a genius. Like, I'm like, that's so cute that she had this music video at whatever age she was, 18 years old at the time.
Yeah, she was like 17 or 18 when that album came out.
And I'm like, if I was 17 or 18 and that song came out and I was that age, like, it would be the epitome of my being. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what just sum up my, like, how I would want to be, like, how my room looked, all that stuff.
Right.
And so I thought about you because I was like, wow, Erica actually was that age.
Well, even better, that album includes the song 15, and I was 15 when the album came out.
Yeah, all that.
So like, when people don't get why I'm such a freak about Taylor Swift, it's like, I grew up with her.
I get it.
Yeah.
I understand that. Ugh, I think it just, like, all clicked for me this morning.
Yeah.
Because, I do kind of, like, tease you because you're such a stan.
And, such and a stan.
Scary sometimes.
But, totally.
You know, I met Taylor when she was 15, and I was, gosh, how old was I?
Was that when you were working
20?
At a country station?
Yeah, I was maybe 20, maybe 21. And she was 15 and she was coming around the country stations and I was working at one at the time and she sang Tim McGraw for me and my program director and our music director in a conference room with her mom. And then months later, she's just like this mega crazy star.
It's so crazy.
And I know.
That's a great story to have.
I know. And like, I've told it to her a few times and she's really polite about it, but I don't know if she remembers.
Right.
She must have done that so many times, so many different radio stations.
Totally. She probably played 100 conference rooms in that year.
I know. But you know, anyways, Taylor Swift. Wow. This podcast really has turned into.
Talking about teeth, talking about Taylor Swift.
Well, and then, and my niece taking her to the Taylor concert years ago.
It's all full circle.
Full circle. So yesterday I had a, this sounds so weird to say business dinner, but I had a dinner with a colleague and it was just down the street. I was gone for an hour and I came back and the kids were just sitting down to have dinner. And Maxine's face was like all blotchy. And I was like, what happened? And our nanny was just like, I think he just had a weirdly, really bad reaction to something that he ate. I'm like, well, what did he have recently? She's like, I just gave him mangoes like an hour ago. And that's when basically the time frame. And so I'm like, but I feel like he's had mangoes before. Maybe like it just didn't hit him as hard, but like it was just weird. So he had all these blotches. They're gone now, but. No,
similar
like,
to the blotches he would get when you thought with eggs,
with eggs, and then there was something else. Maybe it was just the eggs. So I don't know. And so I took pictures of it, and then if it happens again, I think I'll call the doctor and see if he has a mango allergy. But like,
that seems like such a weird, specific thing to be allergic to.
I know. And then I was like, maybe it was me because I was wearing this new perfume.
And you would have hugged him before you left.
I know, like, I think I hugged and kissed him before I left, and then I was gone, and now within the hour, and they were still there. So then I was like, could it be that? So, you know.
Interesting.
These are the things mothers worry about.
Yeah, like, do they randomly sometimes just kind of break out and you're like, what the heck is that about?
No, not necessarily.
Not often.
But I get concerned anytime, you know, Isaac got like this weird rash all over her stomach when she was really little. And I was like, there were just all these little dots. And I was like, oh my God, it's chicken pox. But yeah, you freak out a little bit at first, but then you usually just wait a day. And then if it goes away, I don't
They're
freak
fine.
Out. Yeah. I mean, it's like.
It's so you don't give them like Benadryl or anything?
Nah. I try not to. I try not to if it's not bothering them. But if she's like, it itches mommy or it stings or it hurts, then I'll probably call the doctor before I would give him Benadryl, truly.
Right, okay.
And she would probably tell me, give him Benadryl.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, no. We gave him Dramamine for car rides. And that already makes me feel guilty because it gets him drowsy. And I'm like.
I know, but has it stopped Aza from puking every car ride?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, when I was younger, I used to get really, really sick on car rides too. And I would take Dramamine all the time.
I would get so sick, but my parents didn't give me crap and I just would freaking barf myself. And like, I eventually got so good about it. Like anytime we took a long car ride, my mom would give me a giant Taco Bell cup, like the giant plastic ones that we used to get like back in the day. And that would be my throw up cup. And she's like, I got so good at throwing up in the car. Not a drop would get on me or the car, but that took years of practice.
Well, I think that perhaps your guilt over giving her Dramamine is better than the guilt of having her throw up on herself every time.
I guess. She's already gotten throw up all over that car anyways. I mean, it's not like it smells or anything, but it's so funny, like, because when it happens, your instinct of just survival mode, mother mode kicks in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't gross you out. You don't gag. Like, you really don't, you know, we're like in the movies where it's like someone throws up and you're like, oh, the smell, and then you throw up or something like that. It's not like that with your kid. For whatever reason, poop, throw up, spit up, you just handle it because they're helpless.
Right.
And no one's going to help them unless you get your act together and figure it out.
Does it get worse as they get older, though? Because
The
poop and the throw up are certainly becoming more adult-like.
Oh, they have been adult-like since they started having solid food in 6 months. So, like it's a lot. I told you the other day I got poop under my fingernails. I got so mad at Aza because she told me, and I don't know why I can't smell it, because right now, like, I feel like my senses are so extreme because I'm pregnant. So I usually can smell it, poop from a room away. Like, and she was like, mommy, pee pee. And so we're potty training. So we run to the bathroom and I was just like, I'm like, do you have pee pee or you have poo poo? Cause then I kind of started getting whispered. She's like, pee pee. And I just, you know, we're in fast forward mode. And so I pulled her pull-ups down really fast and it was poop and it got all over my freaking fingernails, like underneath and everything. And I was like, God, but that was like already frustrated with other things in my life, I think. And that was like the tip of the iceberg. It was just so bad that Michael even came in the bathroom. And he was like, you go. I will handle it from here.
You need to remove yourself. I'm just struggling with the idea of like going to pull down a kid's pants and just being like covered in poo. Like, this is why it's good that I am not pregnant currently, because no.
Oh my gosh. It's, you know, but when it's your child, you just handle it. And even if it wasn't your child, like if you're babysitting and that happens, like what are you gonna do? Sit there with the poo in your hands? Like,
right. No, you're just gonna deal with it.
You deal with it. And it's, you know, and there's something innocent about them because they're just two. Well, she's almost three, but
yeah, I'm sure when like my sister has my nephew and I'm around like a tiny baby a lot again, it'll be whatever. But currently, no.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of them turning three.
Yeah.
It's happening very soon. Michael and I, when we were driving back from San Diego after Easter, we're trying to figure out, like, what do we do? Do we throw a party? Do I do this? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I found a company that can have, like, Masha and the bear come to the house. I'm like,
shut up.
I'm like, this could be great, or it could totally backfire, and they could be like totally scared of them. And
right, true.
And we spent all this money on these characters. And then we're still kind of like, well, it's COVID. Like, do we want a stranger in the house? So we're kind of maybe not going to do something like that.
Yeah.
Disneyland is just a lot. Don't know that I can get my act together to really
right.
do a You're Disney also trip.
On, you know, May 3rd, right? May
yeah.
3rd. Like also on May 3rd, you're at 5 months pregnant?
I'm 5 months now.
What?
Yeah, 20 weeks is 5 months. Because it's technically 10 months that you're pregnant. I don't know why.
Right. Okay. Okay. So you'll be like, not 11 months, 6 months pregnant for their birthday.
Which is fine still, I think. You don't get into your third trimester until you're around 7 months. But
no, it just feels like a lot for Disneyland. To be on your feet.
Unless
day.
I have a wheelchair.
Michael somehow is pushing the stroller and you. It's a whole thing.
No. I'll get one of those electrical ones. They're great. We get my mom one of those when we go to Disneyland with her.
Well, that's fine. But the thought of you, like,
I think
pregnant.
It's legit. Like, I wouldn't feel guilty about it. Like, I'd be like, no. I'm pregnant. I'm like, you know, I need the assistance at this point. But also, I also don't need to go to Disneyland.
Right. So you're considering either doing something at home.
We live a stone's throw from Universal Studios Hollywood. And I think that might be more the avenue we go because there's not yeah. much to do at Universal. They don't have many rides for the kids. It's just more walking around and just doing something
Seeing
to get
some
them
characters.
Out of the house. But they do have that new Secret Life of Pets attraction. I don't even know. Is it a ride? It's a ride, right?
I think it's a ride. And I saw
Did
one
you
of
see
our,
Tara's,
coworkers.
Yes.
Yeah. One of our coworkers mentioned it in a meeting yesterday and my eyes lit up because I love those movies. And then I realized it's probably for children.
Well, no, I mean, they had some sort of soft launch yesterday and she went to it and I guess
right.
it broke down like three times.
Yeah, I saw
it
too.
But either way, I'm sure they'll work out all the kinks by May 2nd. I was looking
Probably.
Up tickets and, you know, it's fine. Except for the fact that they make you pay for children 3 and up. So I'm like, maybe we don't go on May 2nd. We go on May 1st. So there'll be two.
Well, on May 2nd, they'll still be. Oh, no, you're right. Not May 3rd. May 2nd. Sorry.
Yeah. May 2nd is their third dates. Birthday,
right.
which
so?
I have a bone to pick with all these amusement parks because all the 2-year-olds that are turning 3 this year missed out on their free year at amusement
you're
parks.
Right.
So it should not be 3 and up. It should be 4 and up. Thank you very much.
Well, Sisney, couldn't you go on their actual birthday and just not tell them that they're
No,
3
I can't
today?
Do that stuff. I'm not a liar.
You cannot and lie.
I cannot lie. And no, I cannot. So much so that when I was 5 years old, I believe, maybe even 6. Now, granted, okay. I am a short adult. So I looked very young for a long time, like as a child. Like I really did look like I was a 3-year-old, even though I was like 5.
Okay.
And my dad, and this is actually a funny story to tell on Dodgers home opener. He took me to a Dodger game when I was, well, he took all of us, the whole family, but he did not pay for a ticket for me. And he took us to the game and everyone went in and he was like, okay, I'm going to take Sisney and we're going to go through a different gate. So it doesn't look obvious. I don't know. I don't know what his reasoning was.
Sure.
So we went to a different gate, or maybe we tried to get in with the family. This is what happened. We tried to get in with the family, and they were like, how old is she? And I was like, I'm 5. He was like, okay, she needs a ticket. And so we basically, they were like, okay, yeah. And then he left that gate, and then we tried to get into another gate. And I think I did the same thing. And finally, he was just like, just don't say you're 5, please.
Like, just how old did you need to be?
I think I needed to be 3. Honestly, I don't know. And I think maybe by the third or whatever gate, they didn't even question it or they didn't ask him my age. We got in. But basically, he still finagled me in there. They didn't pay for a ticket. And I had to sit on his lap the entire time. And that was just
Did
his reason.
Did you feel guilty?
I have a vivid memory from it. So it
right.
was honestly like, I don't know if it's scarring, but it's definitely a memory as a child of breaking the law, breaking the rules. I don't know.
That's so funny. Well,
but I
yeah,
know that so many parents do that, and especially with places like amusement parks because the tickets are so expensive. And
I know.
I feel the same way because I'm like, Michael, I was like, why don't we just go on the 1st and not the 2nd and still their birthday? Like, We don't have to pay for them.
Well, and that way you could do like a cute little family birthday on their actual birthday.
Oh, I know. It's just all so stressful. I know. I still need to update their letters and stuff.
Oh, yeah. How far are we?
I don't.
We're not going to talk about it?
I have Aza's second birthday, and then I have Max's first and second birthday still. And I want to do it all before their third. Yeah.
I really think that this weekend is your time to shine.
You know what? I think so, too, because I don't have plans, and I will try my hardest. So we'll see. TBD on all of that. Before we get to your questions, I did want to bring up one story that came out yesterday, and it was in the news about this woman that gave birth to twins that were separated by 3 weeks. So essentially she got pregnant twice.
Yep.
3 weeks apart.
Yeah.
After reading the story, it's a very rare phenomenon to be, they call it a super fetation.
Yes.
And it's super rare that this happens, but you can basically ovulate twice, and that's where you release the second egg, I guess, weeks later. And then,
well, yeah. So for her, it was 3 weeks apart. Wouldn't that kind of be within the next cycle?
Yeah. I mean, that is really interesting how it happened. And I was trying to think about how when I conceived the twins, I kind of thought that like they were conceived on separate days. And I feel like I've said this on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Because Michael and I had sex every day that week, right? To, you know, up our chances and
to really be sure.
And then I just think that like one was conceived on like a Friday and one was conceived on a Sunday. Like, I just, right. I don't know. I just had that feeling.
But part of that is because you know that you release multiple eggs when you ovulate.
Yes.
Which is not normal for women. Right. Usually it's one, but no. You know that you release two plus.
But now that I'm reading the story and they say it's so rare to do this, then I'm like, maybe when I ovulated, I released two eggs at the same time and they were both conceived on the same night. Does that make sense?
Maybe, or because you release multiple eggs. I think the difference with this woman is that she basically had two ovulation cycles and got pregnant on both. Whereas most women, once you fertilize an egg, you don't ovulate again.
Yeah.
But yours could be that you ovulated in one cycle but released eggs 2 different days.
Yes. And that's what I think.
I think that's what happened with you. And was there a measurement difference in the twins? Is that why?
There was a measurement difference in them, and there still is to this day. They have been 2 pounds apart. Actually, when they were born, they were 1 pound apart, but 1 or 2 inches difference. Maxon's always been bigger, and now Maxon's always 2 inches taller, and Aza's always 2 inches. That makes sense. If he's 2 inches taller,
it's about
then she's
the same
two
thing there. Yeah,
I meant to say they're 2 inches apart and 2 pounds apart.
Okay.
So
so it's still possible that they're just twins.
No, they're twins.
No, I know. I mean, it's still possible that they weren't on separate days, right? Like twins can be different sizes.
Yes. Yes. But- and it's interesting that they are confirming that this woman's, it was two ovulations or this, that, whatever, because maybe they just didn't see the other twin in the initial first ultrasound. Or the first whatever, because
right.
It could have been hiding behind. And like, there's many cases where when twins are born, they're born completely different sizes because one just got more nutrients than the other or vice versa.
But like, wasn't it at her first I have it right here. At the 12 weeks ultrasound, that's when doctors realize that there's a second baby measuring at about 9 weeks. So like, that feels like a huge difference for that young.
I know,
but who knows?
And I know, and you see the pictures of them now. It's like side by sides, and yes, one baby is significantly smaller than the other. But I feel like that happens all the time with twins. Like one can be really small, one can be big. But I'm not a doctor. Either way, it was a fascinating story that came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back with your questions. For over 40 years, American Career College has provided real-world training for the next generation of healthcare workers. Hey, it's Sisney, here to tell you that ACC offers a variety of programs, including dental assisting, medical assistant, surgical technologist, and so much more. At ACC, you get access to a dedicated career service team that provides workshops and one-on-one coaching to help you approach your job search with confidence. So find out more at AmericanCareerCollege.edu. That's AmericanCareerCollege.edu. ACC cannot guarantee employment.
I wish all colleges had a career services situation like that, team like that. It sounds really legit.
I know.
Okay, you got a couple questions. And first and foremost, so many people asked if you made a decision about the breast pump and if you could share
what
you landed on.
Oh, okay. So a little backstory, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I posted, it was like a lengthy story. I was just rambling for four slides. and then I came to the conclusion. I'm like, okay, basically I'm deciding between an LV or a Willow. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but.
A little bit you did. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's not much difference except for the fact that they're both priced the same and one looks smaller than the other. Anyways, I think the Willow's been around for a little bit longer. I'll share it. I've been meaning to share it, but I felt like yesterday I posted a bunch of like reposts and screenshots. I'm like, I don't need to add another one.
Yeah.
So I think the results were Willow like by 57% and then LV by 43%. So it's pretty 50-50 like the whole time. And I still don't know what I'm going to do because I'm torn. The Willow looks like it's thicker, like it like it just like will sit bigger. And I already have like really big boobs. So like I don't need to add more like depth to mine. And so the LV looks a little bit thinner. That would be one reason why I would probably lean for the LV. But then.
And this is to be able to take it.
This is like. Okay, so when you leave the hospital, your insurance company most likely covers the hospital grade pump. And it's like, I had Spectra with the twins. That's the one that they covered. It was good, but also I didn't know any different. And then there's the Medela, which I don't know if this new insurance we switched will cover it or if I'll have to do Spectra or whatever. So that's the one that has the tubes and then you're like the machine and like, the Spectra, that machine was portable. So like, as long as it was charged, I could walk around the house, but you're still walking around with like a boom box. Like it's not like it's,
box.
I mean, it's not like it's like easy, but like, yes, if I had to get off the couch and like go to the kitchen real quick, I can bring the whole thing and then set it on the counter and be still connected. But part of my postpartum depression, I think was very much, a result of me breast pumping and like either not getting it really, not producing enough milk, stressing about it, feeling like I was tied to this machine. And it was just really depressing for me. Like I hated pumping. Like it felt like this, the most isolating thing. I'd have to go into my bedroom because it's just so exposing, you know, like you have to just take everything out.
Like if you had anyone over, you didn't feel like you could
whip out my boobs. I've never been a whip out my boob person. Like I get it. Power to you. If you're one of those moms that can just breastfeed your child in public, it's not me. I can't do it.
Right.
So yes, I'd have to go into the bedroom and half the time it's like, we had so many people over all the time because they'd want to see the twins. And like, I just felt like so isolated in it. And like the cycle of a newborn it's basically a 3-hour cycle. It's like feed, pump, change their diaper, sleep, repeat. Like it's just.
Can you explain the pump after the feed to me or someone who hasn't had a baby yet?
So when you breastfeed, I rarely breastfed the twins to all my boobs just
because of that cycle. Right?
I just didn't know how much they were taking, and I didn't know how much they were being fed. And with them, I kind of just wanted to keep them both on the same exact schedule. I remember that, like, I don't think Maxon latched on pretty well. Aza did, but it was just not, like, consistent, and that really bothered me. So I exclusively pumped, and, so that's the thing. So I had to exclusively pump every 3 hours, and then you feed them with bottles. For someone that's breastfeeding, you breastfeed a baby on one boob probably, and then you want to make sure you pump the other boob because otherwise you're going to be like lopsided.
Right.
So that's where you kind of get like you breastfeed and then pass the baby off to like your husband, hopefully, and then you can pump the rest of the milk out of your boobs because the baby's not going to drink 8 ounces of milk. Like when it's a newborn, like they drink like and 2 ounces when they're newborn.
You're creating like 8 ounces in your boobs.
So
every
the
3 mornings, hours?
Yeah, in the mornings, I think on good days I would get like 6 ounces out of each breast, and then as the day went on, it was like really, I mean, small amounts. Like I was not a good producer. I would have like 2 ounces here, 3 ounces there, and then it was just like so depressing. But the morning, like you definitely have the most, and that's where you kind of want to like. But I don't know. I was like, I also wasn't like as consistent. Like, I wish I would have been more diligent with the breast pumping and done the middle of the night one, which I would often skip. And then I got mastitis and then the whole freaking, you know.
Right. But also like now you know better and you know what you want to do differently this time. So it's fine.
I know what I want to do. And I think that with this whole LV Willow situation, one thing that, one of the takeaways that I got from watching, and I saw a lot of like YouTubers and bloggers like do the whole comparison videos of them. Mm-hmm. And they said that the Willow has more suction. And at the end of the day, it's like you want the most suction. You want the most powerful one.
Get it all
so
out.
My gut tells me I'm leaning towards Willow, but I still haven't made a decision. I'll post some replies up on the Instagram, though.
Good. Also on, well, I guess you somewhat actually answered this because Melissa asked, she's going to be a mom of twins. She said, did you breastfeed and pump or just pump? So you tried both, but you ended up leaning towards?
I say I 90% exclusively pumped. The 10% came from frustration of if the babies were crying and I didn't know what else to do, I would just throw them on my boob. So even if it wasn't like feeding time or whatever, sure. I just was like, shut up.
You're like, this might make you feel better.
Yeah.
And what is your plan with baby girl? Like, are you hoping to do more breastfeeding or not?
I will see. It's like I you know, it's that's why like sometimes people laugh when they say you have a birth plan, because it's like you don't, that's cute that you have a birth plan, but like we don't know what's gonna happen. So
yeah,
I don't have a plan for that reason, because who knows, like she might not be able to latch on and she might hate the boob, or she might only want my boob. Like I have no idea, so I'm gonna just feel her out and see what works. My gut tells me I just want to exclusively pump again because that's what feels natural to me.
And what you know. Yeah.
Yeah. The baby on the boob thing for me is just not like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I had two at the same time and it was just so overwhelming. Yeah. I could not get that connection that most moms love, you know, and they experience. They're like, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And I'm just.
I would love to correct you. You said most moms. I actually talked with my mom about this week. Yeah. I don't know why. And she was like, yeah, I just think like a lot more moms aren't as into breastfeeding as we think because they're not talking about it. So
yeah. Yeah. Because you're like, you feel ashamed. Like you feel like you're a bad mom because you don't want to put, you know, breastfeed your child. And then the ones that do breastfeed them till they're like almost two, they're the ones always posting pictures of them like breastfeeding their child on Instagram. And you're just like, good for you.
I think do what works for you.
Yes.
And Emily, actually, it wasn't a question, but it was kind of, you were saying you think you were so overwhelmed with the twins. And she said, my boy-girl twins are a little over 3 and I have a 7-month-old baby. It's a cakewalk only having one baby.
Oh, bless you, Emily. This is what I want to hear. Cause yeah. That's what I'm so excited about with having this baby is the difference and like what it's going to be like just having one. And I'm hoping that the twins will be in preschool. So that frees up most of my day to
Get like real like one-on-one time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know what that's like because I never had it.
That's so exciting.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, on that note, we're gonna wrap up this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Send me your questions on Instagram at Sisney. You can hit up Erica as well at Erica Shea with 3 A's, and we'll talk to you next week. And if you're listening, wherever you're listening right now, give us 5 stars. We appreciate it. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.